Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is a dick, Char.
He's a dick. He's addicted
to you.
Not a fun joke.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. Hello, the show. Welcome to another Lechica.
Where we read your emails.
We read your Lecha fan mail. This is only for the real fans. So if it's your, so if it's your first time here, don't listen to
this.
Bye. See ya. You'll listen to one of our regular mixes. But this is where we read your Lecha fan mail sent to us. You can send it to us at thehalahalashow@gmail.com. Sometimes we do got this a question on here as well. We'll answer some of your questions, but we have a pretty long Lecha fan mail and a medium-sized one today.
Okay.
So we're going to just do those two. Without further ado, let's get on with it.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with Fugi?
Oh.
It says here, just call me F-U-G-I. How do you say that?
I don't see it.
Here. Let me see. You see that?
Oh, okay.
Just call me
Fugi.
Fugi? Fugi.
Fugi.
F-U-G-I.
Yeah. Fugi.
It could be Fugi.
Oh. Fugi. Hello, Ate Rica at Kuya JC. At dahil matumal ang Lecha fan mail, mag-email ako sa inyo.
What does matumal mean? Sorry, I don't know.
Like slow.
Slow. Get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Well, nakikinig na ako nung mix 3 nyo pa lang. Alalang-alala ko pa paano ko kayo na-discover dahil sa Reddit.
Really? Reddit?
People talked about us on Reddit?
Really?
And hindi ako nagsisi. At naglalaba pa ako nung time na nakikinig ako sa inyo. I just miss yung YouTube vid nyo. Kasi I can see the expression nyo sa isa't isa. Mas lalo yung tinatakot mo, Ate Rica, si Kuya JC. Laugh trip yon. I can feel kasi nakasama ko kayo pag napapanood ko kayo. Sa ngayon, kung walang new mix, ano? Kung walang new mix nyo, I just randomly pick sa podcast nyo. Wahaha. At nga pala, saan na pala yung vocabulary? But wala na yun?
You know what? We took it out because it kind of... We didn't... I don't know. For me, I didn't keep it going because I felt like it was kind of forced. You know what I mean? Like, we were forcing the... like, we would look up a word and it was kind of like...
Yeah, but sometimes we would, like, you know... we would come across a word
exactly.
That we don't know, and then we dub it as vocabulary.
Yeah, in the middle of a
mix yeah.
Randomly. What are you doing with your video?
I need to take a video.
Oh, hold on. I gotta get my good angle, bro.
Okay, go. Okay, go. No.
Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, Rika's taking video. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's still there, vocabulary, but not really as a...
Yeah, not like an actual segment.
Yeah. Anyway, sana i-continue nyo na lang. Oh my God. You say this.
Kahit nga ako minsan naguguluhan kasi
sana i-continue nyo na lang. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's so many double syllables.
Anyway, sana i-continue nyo na lang. Nyo na lang. Yung awesomeness na ginagawa nyo. Yung YouTube channel mo, Ate Rica, lalagurin yan. Ikaw naman, Kuya JC, mag-stream ka na kasi... At dagdag sa commercial. What does that mean? Stream your games?
Stream my games, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about doing it.
Why not?
Maybe. I play so much. Yeah, I play so much.
To pay the bills din yun. Nakaka 100 wins ka naman. Kaya, no doubt, you have some skills. So, ayan na, this is my first and not last email. Ciao!
Speaking of Call of Duty, just a rant. There's a lot of bugs in that game. So, I have, on my official record, 104 wins. But I should have 107. They took away 3 wins from me. They didn't count it.
Because?
The game is buggy. That game is so buggy. I love the game, but there's so
Are
many
Are you sure
bugs.
You have 110?
I have 107.
Sorry.
I should have 107. I only have 104.
So are you sure you have 107?
Yes, I'm sure. It's all
How
on my
are you
Instagram.
Sure?
On my Instagram stories, every time I win, I video it.
Mali mo, you won and then you videoed it twice.
No, bro.
Are you sure?
Dude,
why would you bite the hand that feeds you?
What the I love that game. I've spent so much freaking money on that freaking game. Call of Duty Warzone. What a... Anyway. Thank you to Fugi. Fudgy? Fugai? Fugai.
Fugai.
For that email. All right. We have this long one. This one's going to probably take up the bulk of this one. From... Hold on. Does it say a name? From... Hold on. Does it say a name? It says here, hello, JC, Enrica, GGG. Please don't mention my name.
Carla. Just kidding.
If mapilito sa, para sa leche fan, thank you. If not, it's okay. Thank you pa din. Sobrang enjoy ako sa podcast nyo. And I'm on my way na matapos na lahat since piniplay ko to habang naka-work from home ako ngayon. Work from home ako ngayong lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Hi sa lahat ng Leche Fam na Gen Z.
Gen Z lang.
I'm 1996. Boomers. I really thought I'm a millennial. But from your recent podcast, Gen Z pala ako kabilang. Shuta. I knew Rika GGG since Rusher Dinaw. You're my girl crush, Mars.
Mars.
And hello kay Dino Pepper. Nung una ko napakinggan podcast niyo, ang first impression ko kay JC, tapos quotes, kung kapatid ko siya, siya yung tipong Alaskador. What's Alaskador?
Playful?
Like milk?
No.
Oh.
Alaska.
What is that? I don't...
No, like... you tease people a lot. Oh, okay. Yeah,
funny, bully, but deep down you bully. Care. Am there I right? Wala lang, share ko lang.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's the, so. I know, he's the brother who's doesn't take shower.
Okay. Doesn't all right. Take showers. Now who's the Alaskador here? Ang saya niyong dalawa pakinggan. Ang ganda ng tandem niyo na pure friendship and no flirting involved. Just a man and a woman being a good friend.
You don't see how short JC shorts
dude,
are.
I always flash my upper thigh.
Flirtation to the highest level.
Ang dami ko nang napakinggan.
Why do you have a stain?
What?
That's, on your shorts?
That's ketchup, bro. What? Which stain are you looking at?
This one.
That's ketchup. Look.
Why is it? Why do you have a ketchup stain?
Because I was eating ketchup.
When?
Over the weekend.
So you didn't change it?
What do you mean? No, I was wearing the shorts because I came from somewhere, right? I ate, and then the ketchup fell.
And then
fell,
you didn't put it in the bin? Then, no. I mean, like, in the
No, because
laundry.
It's still good.
It's not. It has a ketchup stain.
No, yeah, it's just a stain that it's super. It's on the top.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's through and through.
No, it's not through and through, bro. It's not. It didn't stink up the whole shorts.
I know,
it's still
but
good.
It's not good. It has a stain. You're supposed to have.
You can
no
wash
stains.
It later. Dude, let oh, it go, God. Bro. Anyway, ang dami ko nang napakinggan sa inyo about love advice, and because of that, I want to share my story.
Oh, no!
Okay, I want to hear your thoughts, advice, and all. Sorry, nah, it's going to be long, but I'll try my best to make it short. Okay, Iko Irika G, you got it?
Nope.
Starts here.
Who's that? Doing a video view. Ako na.
What are you doing?
Ako na nga. Ako na.
Ita, so here it goes, yung 7 years.
So here it goes, galing ako sa 7-year relationship. First boyfriend ko siya, it was so toxic na before I had the courage to end it. I lost myself and my self-respect. I caught him cheating multiple times and there's even physical and emotional abuse. It's been a year naman nung nakipag-break ako and I know naka-move on na ako. Pero yung pain... And disappointment ko sa sarili ko, andyan pa rin. Every time naalala ko lahat ng red flags and pagkakamali niya, na nilet go ko just because I kept telling myself na mahal ko eh. But that's not the only stupid thing I did. After I ended the toxic relationship, I jumped right away to another man. Let's call him L. But there's no overlapping naman. I'm sure of that. Yun nga lang, I didn't let myself heal. I used L to forget my first ex, to make myself happy, and to make myself feel beautiful and loved. L is from my work. He's 3 years older than me. With him, it's so easy and chill. He loves me so much. He appreciates me so much. I'm his priority. What I wished my ex did to me. Yun yung ginagawa ni L for me. Even without asking for it. He's planning our dates. He's so excited na pumunta kami sa new places that I haven't tried. He even waited for me sa mall from lunch hanggang sa out ko ng 5 p.m. just for us to have a dinner date. Nice. He's so mature. He appreciates... He appreciates me so much na nagigilty ako kasi he's being so perfect to me. It felt like I didn't deserve him. I'm a mess. I came from a toxic relationship and didn't know na ganun pala yung healthy relationship.
Alright, where is this? Oh, here we go. 5 months na kami together. No label. Nung nag-travel kami ng kaming dalawa lang. Nagpunta kami sa beach 4 nights and 3 days. Damn! That's fun. 4 nights and 3 days.
Kayo umalis dun? Pwede.
Pwede. Okay.
Natulog sila, tapos umalis din sila ng night.
Yeah.
Kaya, natulog kayo ng 6, di ba? Nagising kayo ng 10.
True.
Umidin kayo.
1 night na yun,
4 nights, 3 days.
From sunset to sunrise, it was perfect. This is what we're getting from the email. And this is when I realized that I love him na. I wanted to have a committed relationship now with him, and I'm just waiting for him na magtanong ulit siya about us going official. What are you laughing at, Rika G? I hope you're laughing at the 4 nights, 3 days, right?
Sinisip ko. What if night kayo dumating?
Okay.
Diba? Pero yung checkout nyo, day pa din. Oh, diba?
Oh, tama. Oh.
Tama.
Why are you analyzing this? Anyway, here we go. Moving on with the story. 2 weeks. What? Rika's putting her hand out. So stop. Compose yourself, woman. Yeah. Sorry, we can't even say your name. Anyway, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Rika. After their trip together, umamin siya sa akin that he cheated on me.
Huh?
After niya ako ihatid nun, pumunta pa pala siya sa hotel with a girl na ka-text niya pahabang nasa beach kami. And nag-sex sila? What?
Okay, okay.
So this is the new guy, right?
The new guy.
This is the new guy, right?
Okay.
Iyak ako ng iyak nung nalaman ko. At first, wala akong galit na nararamdaman. Sobrang sakit lang. Sobrang sampal para sa akin nun. Tinanong ko pa siya kung bakit ganun. Am I not enough? Pero kasi sa time namin together, puro momo lang kami. Hanggang momo lang kami. Ah.
Okay.
Sinabihan niya pa ako na hindi naman sex nga kasi yung ginagawa namin. But that's all I can offer. Hanggang dun lang kaya ko. I didn't think na magiging issue sa kanya kasi he respects me so much from our first overnight date pa lang. Pero wala eh. Naintindihan ko na it's a basic need for him. I get it. He's that age na eh. Inisip ko na lang na it's like he needs clothes but I can't give him clothes. So naghanap siya ng way na mamimit niya yung needs niya. Gets ko yun. Sobrang sakit nga lang pero king ina gets ko. Talo ako dun. I understand him, but of course, hanggang dito na lang kami. Eto na yung dulo. Ayoko na. Pagod na ako. Masaktan na naman. That sucks, dude. Anyway, read this final
part
right here.
That's whack.
This time,
I didn't use anyone to heal. I let myself heal. I cry myself to sleep. Nilunod ko sarili ko sa podcast, books, and series, para there's no time for any flirtationships. Sometimes, I overthink na maybe there's no one for me. It's almost a year nang single ako tapos nagka-COVID pa. Maybe I'm gonna be alone forever. Lalo na nung may sinabi si JC na baka 2 to 3 years pa matapos tong COVID era. And then what? I'm 27 na. Pag natapos to, tsaka pa lang ako maghahanap ng potential jowa. Ha, but it's okay. A moment of weakness and overthinking. But I'm good. Darating kung may darating. Kung wala, edi wala. Thank you again. Keep safe and hope to meet you both in person. P.S. Andun ako nung nagpunta si Rika GGG sa UP Fair kaso hindi kita nakita. Hoo-hoo. Do we say the
nope,
name?
No, don't say the name. Don't say the name.
Thank you to you.
You. Fan. Lecce Fan 2020. It says here Lecce Fan 2020. That's heavy, man.
That is heavy. Okay,
was
so...
Was there advice? Was she asking for advice? No, right? Just sharing the story?
Mm-hmm. Just our reaction, probably?
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, I know that sucks. It's just that I'm glad that you're in that place where you feel like if it's going to come, then it will. And you are distracting yourself. And you know, like I said, diba, let your feelings be feelings. If you do feel a little down in the dumps and you feel like just watching Netflix, listening to podcasts, then just let it be.
Yeah.
If I feel like that's part of the process, right? Don't, maybe, you know, don't put yourself down by just doing that.
Yeah, and you say 27. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
I'm older than you.
People meet the love of their lives at different times.
Very true.
Yeah?
Very true. Mm-hmm. My mom met hers late in life.
Right? And it's not too late.
Yeah.
Never. So... The thing is, you know what? I'm also, if, let's say the other guy's reason for sleeping around with another person is because you didn't give him, you know, the physical,
wants that he wanted.
Maybe he's better off with another person because, diba, parang, you can't put up with that shit.
And that's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault. Also, don't compare yourself to clothing because you're a human being and people will love you.
Yeah. Man, that sucks because it came from one and then the next one is like, I don't think all guys are like that. Hopefully not. So
yeah, hopefully not.
Just try not to lose hope, I guess. 4 nights, 3 days. Why are you laughing so hard at that?
Because I was thinking if like there's a hotel out there that had that promo, how would that be? You would arrive at what, 9 p.m. and then you would leave, I don't know, 7 a.m. for checkout. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I found it really funny.
Dying there.
Okay, but yeah.
So yeah, like Riga said, I think it's good also to take the time if you have to cry yourself to,
you know,
sleep,
what? Listen to podcasts. Yeah, and gets ko yung train of thought niya na sometimes you feel like you're never gonna find the person for you, but you also feel hopeful. Alam mo yan, yung parang...
I feel that way right now.
Right? Yung parang you're happy but you're not. And then suddenly you're not happy and then you're also happy. Yung parang...
Yeah, right now in this state that I am in, for now, just to share a little perspective on my end of things, I've been thinking, like, do I even want to end up with someone? I think I've shared this before. Like, I don't even know. Is that something that I want in life now?
Who knows?
Now that I'm older, I think about it. Oh, there's this one quote. I forgot. Oh, shit. I forgot if it was it from a Kanye West song? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Gold Digger?
No.
There's nothing to dig.
It was like... fuck, I should have wrote it down, bro. It was really profound to me, where the older you get, that's only when things kind of, when time really matters or something like that.
Yeah.
When you're older, that's when the concept of like forever, it actually means something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus when you're younger, when you think, oh, I want to be with this person forever. You don't really think about it. But now you're older, you're like, that there's so many implications now.
Yeah.
So yeah, any other thoughts on this Lecce fan?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely hard to get over a 7-year relationship.
And then to be met with that scenario that happened right after. Yikes. Even though it was no label, I think you traveled together though, right? It's kind of
And diba parang, and for them to actually say because you're not giving me this kaya naghanap ako ng iba parang, what the hell? I'm sorry, but that's like that's a douche move.
True. On the bright side though, at least he did say it though. I mean, at least he did.
He didn't hide it, at least he didn't find out from him.
Mm-hmm. Find out in a different way.
Doesn't
make it better, but makes it
easier to move on.
Yeah. Hi, that's it, man. Yeah. That's our Lecce fan mail.
Do we have
for
got
today.
Us a question?
We do. You want to do some?
Sige.
Let's just do some. A little bit. All right, here we go. Got us a question. Wapow, kaka. I don't know what our sound effect is. Kaka.
Kaka.
From Darling Roselle, who says, do you like plant-based drinks? What are plant-based drinks,
like,
man?
Like green shakes? Green juice?
If that's the case, I do.
I do.
I love green
I
juices.
I love it. Especially if you put peanut butter. Yeah. I know. That's a plant. That's a legume. I like legume-based
drinks.
Drinks.
Yeah, I do. I also like it. Next one from Apuya Jorin. It says, any YouTuber recommendation? Oh, that's a good one for you.
A lot.
Also, please watch Mark Rober on YouTube. Great science stuff. Have you seen Mark Rober?
I think so,
dude,
yeah.
He's the one that made the squirrel obstacle course.
Ooh.
It's so good. He makes cool. good shit. Yeah, Mark Rober. But any YouTube recommendations for you
gosh.
Right now? Right now. Any new ones?
Jolly's okay. really cool.
You shared that.
Korean Englishman is really cool. I've been watching a lot of like those simple life vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them come from Japan and Korea, but a lot of people are doing it now too. And they're just so calming. I don't mind if a lot of people are doing it already because I would consume that shit yes. all day long. My suggestion is Plan B and Rhea Y. Also Ondo, obviously, and Onuk. There's also, oh shoot, I forgot the name. But there's some channels kasi na, they're just in Korean characters or Chinese characters, so I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of those. Once you click on one, you're gonna, you know, the YouTube algorithm will just
spew out
a lot more channels. Okay. Hopefully I'm one of them.
Maybe.
Okay.
You might be there. I like, anything else, by the way?
I like, what else?
I've been watching Matisse Thybulle. Mm-hmm. He's an NBA player, you know, so they're in the NBA bubble in Orlando. So he just makes vlogs about what life is like in there. He's really good. It's really entertaining. Just type in, I guess, welcome to the bubble and you'll see it. It's hard to spell it. Matisse Thybulle. It's such a weird name too. So
Thybulle.
I'm not going to spell it, but just go look it up. NBA bubble vlog. I really enjoy it. And I watch a lot of Call of Duty every day. I don't know how, like every day there are montage videos.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty, like weird and funny clips.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be something entertaining if you don't play the game. I don't know if you would get it.
Yeah.
But if you've, it just for video games, it's so fun. It's so fun.
Yeah, I find it fun.
It's fun to watch. They're like 20 minutes long every day, and they're clips made up of like 15 seconds. So imagine how many clips are sent by gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the gamers send in these clips. I watch that every day. It's so good. So
it is.
Good. Yeah. So those are the recommendations.
Wait, I've been watching something. Oh no, I totally forgot. Oh wait, Filipino YouTubers. There are a lot right now.
Oh, by the way, rest in peace to...
oh, yes. Eman.
Eman Nimedes. Yes. Nimedes. I think he passed away because of cancer.
Yes.
Sucks. He was young, 21, something like mm-hmm. that. Vlogger
and comedian. He was on TV.
Yeah,
right?
So that's an ex. Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace. So, yeah.
Anything else? You can think of just on the if you think of it, the other channels that you thought of. Wait, who are the local ones that you were watching, by the way?
Well, I watch.
A lot.
Wait lang. Well, I mean, I really enjoy Ann Klutz. It's like the family life, but she has another channel.
She's local?
For beauty. Yeah, Ann Klutz.
Ann Klutz.
For beauty, but she has another channel for like his her life, which is just really nice. I like that.
Okay. Next question. Ryan, what?
There's another one. It's this architect who reacts to like the houses of like different celebrities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
that's
local.
Cool. That's fun.
Yeah. Architect. Okay. Here we go.
Pinoy architect. What?
It's Oliver Austria. Yeah. He has like a lot of views. He has like millions of views already. And he reacts to, he's a professional, obviously. He's an architect. And
he's got
a
million
to,
subscribers.
Yeah. He reacts to different.
And only 17 videos.
Mm-hmm.
What the?
He reacts to, like, the house tour of different celebrities.
Yeah, like
and
Ivana
different YouTubers.
Oh.
Yes, that is really, really cool.
Damn, look at Lloyd Cadena's house, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. YouTube mm-hmm. money, baby.
YouTube money.
Wow. Okay, cool. I'm going to. Hold on. How do I save this?
Yeah. It's cool, right?
Oliver Austria.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's really... He's funny in his own way, but at the same time, you know that he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's legit.
Legit. He's not just being funny.
Nice, man. Something to watch today at work.
Mm-hmm.
next question from Raya Castillo says, since there is an existing podcast called The Halo Halo Podcast... What will be the name of your podcast if you had to rename it?
Oh my god.
That's so hard. All our branding is Halo
Halo
based.
Yeah, we built it around this.
I know.
The Mix Mix. Mix Mix! The Mix Mix Podcast.
The Mix Mix Show.
No, but the thing is, we're a show. They're the podcast, right?
Yeah, the Hala Hala podcast. We're a show.
So there's a difference.
We're not program. A podcast. We're a show.
We're the Halo Halo program.
The Halo program.
The Halo Halo series. No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
I have a question for you.
What?
If they were to make a series about the Halo Halo show,
like a movie, like a Netflix series,
who would play you?
Kalila Ramos. Who would play you?
Catherine Gabby Bernardo. Padilla. Ay, Gabby Padilla, diba?
Gabby. I don't know her last name.
Gabby.
Garcia.
Gabby.
I think.
Yeah. Ooh.
I love Kalila Ramos, man.
I know, he's so cool.
He's so fucking cool, man.
He is.
I want to guest him on this podcast. Ooh. One day. I'm sure he seems like a down to earth dude, man.
He does, yeah.
I know someone. I know a few people who know him, so I might in the future, mm-hmm. you know, hit him up.
Diba sinama natin dyan si Ellie Aguinaldo? Sa list niya.
Ellie Aguinaldo, yeah.
He's so cool.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
And funny. Okay. From, what is his name? Nicolux. Oh my God, I don't know how to say your name. Do you guys enjoy Saoirse Ronan movies?
What's that?
The actress.
Saoirse
Ronan. Saoirse. Okay. Like Little Women. No, do you enjoy them?
Saoirse.
Sorry. Saoirse. Sorry.
I like Saoirse. The Lovely Bones.
Saoirse Ronan movies.
I love the Lovely
Lady
Bones.
Bird.
Lady Bird. This was really okay. Cool. Yeah. It was okay, yeah.
Little
I
Women
haven't
was
watched
boring.
I didn't watch it.
Little
I'm sorry.
Women was boring. I like the one where she was an assassin. She was like 13 years old. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, wait.
It's her name. Wait. The name of the movie is her name.
Is it, yung purple yung hair niya? No, eh.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
Hair.
It's like,
hair. That's not her.
Saoirse Ronan. All right, let me
Saoirse.
See.
I was like, the one in Game of Thrones?
All right, let me read. Lady Bird.
Okay.
Little Women. Brooklyn was so boring. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Atonement, never saw it. Never Lovely saw. Bones, a good movie.
Yeah,
good Hannah, movie. That's Hannah. What it is. Hannah.
Can I see? Oh, I didn't
yeah,
watch
she
that.
She was like an assassin. She was in Grand Budapest? Was she?
Yeah, she was.
I don't remember. I only remember
yes.
the two guys, the Indian kid and
that
the main
movie.
Guy.
It's
looks, a good movie. It's a
and
good movie.
It, the whole movie just looks like amazing.
So do I like
Saoirse Ronan
movies?
Films? I like Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Her films, meh.
Just not, you're not the market.
Not the market.
Yeah.
Not the market.
Let's stick with that.
Okay.
What else? Last, maybe
one.
Last two?
Last two. Which one? This is kind of juicy.
It's a giggle. Come on.
No, I'm not going to.
Come on.
May says, have you tried dating a fan? If yes, how was it?
No. Mine is no. How about you, JC? Have you ever dated a fan?
Well, a fan of what, though?
of
anything. The podcast?
Oh, no. Of, like, you know, your show, your
radio.
You.
Of me?
Mm-hmm. The content that you put
what
out.
What does dating actually mean nowadays?
This means yes.
I don't know, but sometimes I don't know if they
That
became,
makes you desirable,
I don't
know.
Know if they were a fan after we were dating.
Obviously not.
No.
You're not together.
No. I mean,
no,
like...
just kidding.
Because I knew... I don't know how to explain this.
Come on, just spill.
No, I'm not spilling. I'm just saying.
Just spill.
Have I dated anyone who... Okay, I know I remember. I matched before. This was a few years back.
Okay.
Where... we had matched, and then they found out, let's say I worked on radio, and they say, I listened to you, but
yeah.
they don't think they really were, like, into me
before
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just kind of, I listened to you.
But that's still a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was saying. Are they a fan of the station, though? Not me. For example, they were probably a fan of the show or the radio station instead of me specifically.
But still, they're considered as a fan.
I guess. How was it? It was nice. It was nice,
oh,
I guess.
God.
Yeah.
Is this a proposition? This question?
Last question from my icon. Best childhood memory. Do you have one? That's hard, but...
Oh, when we went on a cruise?
Oh, yeah, you shared that.
Yeah, that was one of the best experiences I had.
Childhood experience. I have a lot as well. Vacationing in Guam all the time, because my cousins lived in Guam. That's always one of the like the classic ones.
What's in Guam? Like, is it
typhoons? They get wrecked by typhoons every year. It sucks. Guam has their beaches are not that great. TBH.
Really? They were known for their beaches.
They have delicious chamorro food.
Ooh,
it's so good, bro.
You know what you can sing when you eat it? Tomorrow, I love you.
Tomorrow. Yeah, man. Just send us the Leche fan mail, thehalahalashow@gmail.com.
Tell your friends to listen.
Oh, yeah, please do. We are imploring you.
Yes.
Because it would really help us out as a... As a budding program.
Also, we do have a giveaway on the
Mix 82.
Yes, Mix on 82. Mix 82. And on Instagram. So on go follow
IG.
Us there.
Yeah, yeah. Halala Show on IG. It's the Halala Show everywhere except for Instagram. Gets. Okay. Send us the mail and
That's it,
man. Bye. Love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.